Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Welcome to The Daily Show. My name is Jon Stewart. This is it. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen. The last show of the year, and contrary to what it might seem, I have never felt more full of it. Now, before we go, I want to talk one last time about something called the Zadroga Bill. It was an NYPD detective who died in 2006 from respiratory illness thought to be caused by the dust he inhaled while working at Ground Zero in 2001. This bill would provide $7 billion in medical and financial benefits for Ground Zero workers who get sick, and they're going to pay for it by closing a corporate tax loophole. It's a win-win-win-win. Just do it! The House passed it. Sorry. The House of Representatives passed it, and it would pass in the Senate if it came to an up or down vote. They have more than the 50 votes they need. But the Senate Republicans have filibustered it, won't allow the bill to come up for a vote. Luckily, yesterday, there was some good news from the Senate. The logjam broke.
Today, the Senate passed that bill to extend tax cuts to all Americans, including the wealthiest, by an overwhelming 81-19 vote.
Yes! That is astoundingly good news for firefighters that make over $200,000 a year. Of course, all non-millionaire firefighters are still out of luck. Apparently, the party that turned 9/11 into a catchphrase are now moving suspiciously into a convenient pre-9/11 mentality when it comes to this bill. What's more, none of the three broadcast networks have mentioned any of this on their evening newscasts for 2.5 months. Although, to be fair, it's not every day that Beatles songs come to iTunes. Music for sale on the internet? This is gonna be, This is an outrageous abdication of our responsibility to those who were most heroic on 9/11. You know what? I hate to say this. Here's a job for Fox News. The nation's leading source of 9/11-based outrage. They always fight to make sure that 9/11 is appropriately observed.
Will the president take any political criticism for not coming to Ground Zero on this 9/11?
Fox News Channel has looked at an advanced copy of her speech and has noticed that not once will she use the words terrorism or 9/11.
Those dots, that's where remains were found. Yeah. And where does the arrow go? Right to where the mosque would be.
When I watched the second plane fly into the building, I was there. I had a safety deposit box in a Chase Bank underneath. You can still see the outline of the dollars. You want to know why I have passion for this thing? This is why.
Yeah, we lost a lot of good cash that day. So you can imagine how outraged Fox must be to find out that the health care for those who risk their lives to recover that charred money is being held up by a Republican filibuster. And I know they have access to 9/11 first responders.
Joining me now, a leading opponent of the mosque and a former New York City firefighter and 9/11 responder, Tim Brown.
Here is one of the 9/11 first responders reacting to the decision by the Landmark Commission.
A 9/11 responder is taking matters into his own hands by suing the developers for $350 million.
Yet somehow they've been unable to find even one 9/11 first responder to speak about the Zadroga bill. In fact, only Fox's Peter Johnson Jr. seemed perturbed by it at all. And although he railed against the filibuster, he never mentioned that it was the Republicans holding up the bill. Oh, what party was it? Maybe it was the Bull Moose Party, or the Greens, or the Whigs, or... Yet, there was one network that gave the 9/11 responder story the full 22 minutes of intense coverage that it deserved. But that network, unfortunately, was Al Jazeera. Our networks were scooped with a sympathetic Zadroga bill story by the same network that Osama bin Laden sends his mixtapes to. This is insane! I would like to see one of these senators have the balls to explain why somehow getting a tax cut extension for wealthy Americans is more important than suffering Ground Zero workers.
We need to get the issue addressed for the firefighters and the 911 victims, and we will. The difference, I think, with the tax bill is there is a deadline, January 1st. We have to get this done. Taxes go up on January 1st.
Yes. There are only two sure things in life, death and taxes. Apparently, the only one this cat cares about is taxes. When we come back, we'll speak with some 9/11 first responders, and they'll respond to what we've just seen. We'll be right back.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the show. Talk a little bit about some of the emotions going on now in the Senate. We're joined by four men who can perhaps best sympathize with what the Senate is going through. Please welcome Kenny Specht from the FDNY, Chris Bauman, NYPD, Ken George, DOT, and John Devlin, operating engineer, heavy equipment. All 9/11 first responders. Gentlemen, you're all 9/11 first responders. You were down there from the moment of the attacks, for the most part. Now you see the Senate is filibustering the bill. What's going through your mind as you're watching this process go down?
We're disgusted. We're disappointed, and unfortunately, we're hurt. We are proud protectors of the Constitution. For the people, by the people,
right.
And we want to know where it was lost.
We're patriots to this country. It's like everybody here. We went down there for the love of this country and for the love of our city.
Right.
We didn't turn our back on anybody. For us to be here now, 9 years later, still fighting just for our health, for our compensation.
You are suffering from stage 4.
Stage 4 inoperable throat cancer on both and on both lymph nodes.
And you're suffering from?
I got heart disease and lung disease.
From being down there.
Heart, lung, back, brain issues.
Cancer.
And these are all from being down?
Definitely.
You know, none of the Republican senators went on the floor of the Senate to talk about why they were going to filibuster the bill. But Senator Mitch McConnell a couple of days ago did actually get on the floor of the Senate and made, I thought, a really emotional speech, and I wanted you guys to to listen to it and maybe get your reactions to it.
Judd grew up in Nashua in southern New Hampshire. He found time to dress up as the school's mascot for a time. In 1992, Judd decided to run for the U.S. Senate on his
He's been instrumental.
When he walks out of this chamber for the last time, he'll leave an enormous void behind.
Senator Mitch McConnell on the floor of the Senate, he's talking about Senator Judd Gregg, who's retiring from the Senate.
Yeah, he's shedding a tear on his lunch buddy that he hangs out with every day. Where is his human feeling for not only the four of us, we represent the brothers and sisters with that were down there. This isn't a me to any one of us. This is about the brothers and sisters that can't come out and speak like we can.
Right.
It's sad to see someone like him.
To be fair, they have worked together for like 6 years.
He's crying because the other guy pays the tab. That's what he's crying for.
Really, that's the thing at the lunch? The guy pays the tab.
He's going to have to pay his own lunch bill now.
Watching that, there's only one thing I can say.
Yeah.
I found time to dress as a New York City fireman on September 11th. Isn't that incredible?
It is incredible. You were able to do that. You were able to pull that off.
I tell you, I
stunning.
I feel bad for Mitch McConnell. He said something very important, that his friend, he's going to watch his friend walk out of the Senate chambers. And unfortunately, that's more than a New York City firefighter can say about 343 of his brothers who can't walk anymore.
Has he been to one 9/11 funeral?
Yeah, I don't know. Listen, it's the strangest thing. Now, let's address, I do think there's misperceptions out there that you guys somehow, because you're part of unions, you're already covered for all this stuff. But explain, the way I've heard it is, so you guys go down to 9/11, you're there basically from the day of the attack straight through, digging people out. I mean, going through horrific things that many of us
almost
cannot ever.
10 months, 7 days
a week. 7 days a week.
12 hours a day we were down there,
right,
breathing in all that. Like 1,000 toxicities that were
so
down
there.
So
you're going through all this. When you get sick, they consider it workman's comp. You can't work anymore, so your health insurance suddenly is cut. And the workman's comp people fight you.
It's work-related.
Because they say, well, how can we decide that your cancers are work-related?
I can only speak for myself. When I died twice last year fighting this cancer. While I'm fighting for the cancer, I was fighting for the compensation that would cover my bills.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Now, how come NYPD doesn't, you know, does NYPD cover all of your stuff now, or how does that work?
No, they're not. They put me out on three quarters. I got a phone call one day, and it comes to term that they told my wife they were putting me out because I was costing NYPD too much. Because
so
at
this
that
is,
point,
this is,
I was quote-unquote still on a job,
this
but
is
I
was also
sick.
About, though, it's become an enormous, not just a health burden, but a financial burden.
Exactly.
You guys.
Yes, financial. Right. Exactly. They don't care.
We have
coverage, but co-pays run me a couple of $100 a month. If I get really sick, I've had heart problems.
And you had a buddy die. One of the guys that's fighting with you guys died just this week, or last week.
Face cancer. I mean, you know, it's He had a prosthetic nose. His nose.
Right.
His nose fell off his face.
Now and he died of just this cancer then.
You can't tell a reasonable person that when your nose falls off your face that you have not died from something absolutely horrific that people are just not familiar with.
But part of the problem is they say, okay, you got cancer. Why is it due to 9/11?
Everybody
other
gets
people
cancer,
get
right.
cancer. But the vast majority of us are having heart problems, having cancer,
and throat
cancer,
ages,
respiratory,
and
all that.
And you get penalized for getting sick.
A lot of the things they're saying is, hey, man, it's Christmas. And I want you to listen to this. They're saying that they don't have time to get to this. This is John Kyle talking about Harry Reid wants them to stay and work that week between Christmas and New Year's. Listen to this.
It is impossible to do all of the things that the majority leader laid out without doing, frankly, without disrespecting the institution and without disrespecting one of the two holiest of holidays for Christians and the families of all of the Senate, not just the senators themselves, but all of the staff.
So basically what he's saying is, I can't stay here and work between Christmas and New Year's. That would be disrespecting Christians and his family. Do you have any thoughts on that?
It just goes to show the disconnect between those we elect to represent us and those that get out there and do the work. Because I'm here to say that you won't find a single New York City firefighter who considers it a sign of disrespect to work in a New York City firehouse on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day.
How would the city feel
if the fire department and police department didn't show up for that time?
I represent the union tradesmen in this city, and it was an honor to work through Christmas on that 9/11, to give that closure to those people that were on the other side of that gate every morning showing us the pictures of their loved ones. Right. I don't think there's anything better than to go out there and help other people.
What would the families think of us if we didn't do our job for them?
On 9/11, when you heard that the towers got hit and you were with your colleagues in the NYPD and the fire department, when you guys voted, obviously you needed a supermajority to vote to go down there, right?
I mean,
you vote. Yeah, you need a supermajority. So.
We barely made it by one vote.
Were you able to get, there people?
By one vote we got.
Did you have to promise things to the other firefighters or the other policemen? Like, just vote with us on this to go down to the towers to save people, and we'll have chili on Friday night.
Well, they're fortunate nobody retired that day. Otherwise, we would have been crying about their retirement and leaving the department.
It would have been a very difficult day for you guys. Gentlemen, I cannot thank you enough. All I can do is I feel like apologizing to all of you, and I'm not even sure why. It's an absolute travesty.
Well,
I appreciate your service. And I'm really hoping that this is a good Christmas for you guys, because you certainly deserve it more than anybody.
Thank you, John. God bless you.
We'll be right back.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, my guest tonight. Former governor of Arkansas and former Republican presidential candidate. His show on the Fox News Channel is called Huckabee. And his new children's book is called I Can't Wait Till Christmas, which I think is probably a sentiment felt by many people. Please welcome back to the program, Mike Huckabee.
Hi, John.
Thank you for being here.
Glad to be here.
You know, it's called I Can't Wait Till Christmas. You're a man of faith, a religious man, a Christian man. You are very familiar with the Christmas holiday and the ramifications of it. Are you not allowed to work between Christmas and New Year's? Is that?
No, I think, in fact, it's sort of like the heavy-duty season for most Christians. They work a little harder.
Interesting.
So it really does not... I think bother me if the Senate and the House were to work a little extra. It'd make up for all the times they're not working, which is the rest of the year.
Oh, I see. Very interesting. So it may not be disrespectful necessarily to pass this. What do you make of this? I feel like I hate when I get like this, so angry inside that I feel like I cannot articulate what I would like to express about it. This bill that is leaving these guys are dying.
Yeah.
And yet we are abandoning them for a principle of a tax. I don't even know what to think.
To me, John, I have a dear friend in Texas named Michael. I'll not give his last name. He's dying. He came here 3 days after 9/11. He's a first responder as a paramedic and worked with the field of first responders in Texas. When 9/11 happened, he basically said, my country's on fire, I'm going. And he came here and spent almost a year as a volunteer. He's dying, and he can't get any assistance. I think the tragedy is that this bill has not been separated out. And I know that you blame the Republicans, and there's plenty of fault. But Republicans like Peter King in the House have fought for the bill.
The House has passed it.
I understand.
No, it's passed the House.
And in the Senate,
it is just being held
up. But this bill ought to be separated out.
It is separated out. The Zadroga bill is not attached to anything
it was
else.
Attached
not
before.
Not attached to any other bill. It is a separate bill.
It should
they
be
need
passed.
Two senators.
And they should
two.
Get them. Every Republican should vote for this bill.
You work at Fox.
Yes.
So.
And Fox, you played the tape from Peter Johnson.
Yeah.
Who has taken a strong stand.
He has.
I don't know that you see that from an editorial position of the other
you haven't seen
cable
anything.
Networks.
No, you have
so
not.
So at least give
well,
us
no, there's,
credit.
There's been some others. The thing that is difficult to watch is I see the 9/11 outrage machine that Fox is able to generate when they want to. And that mosque story, boy, that carried, people were hearing that for months and months. They haven't ginned it up for this. And they should. This is a situation that is real, that the real people that helped us out in that situation are truly hurting. Why haven't they sent out that memo? And could you go over there and give them a little poke? Because once you get that done.
Well, I will just defend, at least Fox has taken a position on it. Maybe
sure.
We covered the mosque even more. But it does not mean, I'm
yeah.
just saying to
yeah.
you, you go tell that message to CBS and NBC and ABC and MSNBC
absolutely.
And CNN.
MSNBC
at least
has done
we have
some stuff
taken
on it.
Some position.
Right. Cable news has been better than. The difficulty for me is comparing it to other 9/11 related outrages
yeah.
that I've seen played out on the airwaves of Fox. This one feels like, man, it's in your wheelhouse. The silence has been astonishing in juxtaposition to other things that they've done.
Well, another thing, John, that makes it a little more personal for me, and I was telling the gentleman backstage as we passed in the hallway, my father was a career fireman in mm-hmm. Arkansas. So, I remember as a little kid him coming home, and this was before the days of good equipment, him coughing up black stuff into the sink at our house. I mean,
right.
it sounds gross, but people do some pretty heroic things when they serve as first responders. Those who went into the ashes of 9/11 went into some of the most hideous stuff that perhaps has ever been inhaled by human beings. And yes, we owe it to them. I don't argue that at all. And I wish the Republicans would say, we'll fight the battle. But I also wish the Democrats would be willing to not make this a part of a political battle and would just say.
Honestly, to their discredit, they haven't. I mean, I've never seen anybody presented with a giant political win like that on a silver platter and look at it and go, I'm not going to have cake. I'll just sit over in the corner and eat celery. Like,
it should
be passed. The craziest thing I've
totally
ever seen.
I'm totally with you on that, and I wish the Republicans would just say, we're going to do it, because if it needs two, there ought to be 25, 35, 45 Republicans.
Yeah, if they got to stay
totally
on the thing. We're going to take a commercial break. We'll come. Can you stick around for a few more minutes and we'll.
You know
it up
I'm
on
going
the,
to, even
yeah,
if
you're
I can't,
man.
Because
all right.
I have to.
Can't wait till Christmas is on the bookshelves now. Mike Huckabee.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.